Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Good morning, everyone. Got a high-energy show for you today. One of my favorite comedians and authors, Ms. Fran Capo. Fran is a keynote motivational speaker, 17-time author, comedian, TV show host, spokesperson, adventurer, and 5-time world record holder. Most known as the Guinness Book World Record Fastest Talking Woman. Yeah, I can't talk as fast as she can. She's appeared on over 350 television shows and 4,500 radio shows. 4,501 today, worldwide, including all the top ones like The Tonight Show, Fox and Friends, Late Show, Martha Stewart, Larry King, Discovery. It goes on and on and on. And she's got her cup of the capo. This woman's just everywhere, high energy. She's done everything. We're going to talk to her in just a minute, but you know how I like to begin my days? That's right, with Fran Capo and Tom Carosa. As we go, little energy.
After Mass, just last Sunday, my speedy thigh and I went out to eat. We each ordered 8 pierogies, 4 potato, 2 cheese, and 2 meat. Hers was gone within an instant. I had eaten 6 and still had 2. Her eyes were full of love and hunger, so I asked, what would you do? She's my 10 pierogi girl, my 10 pierogi girl. She packs them in like no one else does. Yes, my 10 pierogi girl, my 10 pierogi girl. She's twice the girl that she once was. I had 2 surviving pierogies on my dish, wearing cute little onions like a vest. It looked better than I could ever wish, and could lead to cardiac arrest. My mouth was drooling and my taste buds were bursting from the smell of pork. But my baby yearned for my 2 pierogies, so I pushed them on her plate with my fork. She's my 10 pierogi girl, my 10 pierogi girl, my Polish ray of hope, a living dream. My 10 pierogi girl, my 10 pierogi girl. She goes good with a spoon of sour cream. She smiled when she finished, what a date. Lots of love went into that meal. Our hearts and our stomachs did inflate, and the gravy on my shirt did congeal. Don't be stingy when it comes to your loved ones. Give them everything you've got without fear. Laugh and give thanks that you found her while you watch your pierogies disappear. She's my 10 pierogi girl, my 10 pierogi girl. She eats them fast and doesn't ever gag. Yes, my 10 pierogi girl, my 10 pierogi girl. I'll never need a doggy bag. I'll never need a
I love it. Love it. And now, speaking of love it, I've told them all about you, Fran Capo. Are you there?
I Fran? Wasn't sure if that would be you told them about me, and I'm like, oh, okay, she's going to go, hey, Fran, how are you?
Fran, yeah, there you go. My little switchboard, my 10 pierogi girl. I love that song.
I love that song. I actually never heard that before. I felt like getting up and, you know, grabbing an accordion and starting to dance.
I know. That's Tom Carosa. I believe you know him.
I know him, but I had never heard his CD or any of the songs from his CD.
I just had him on, but I've been playing that every. It's just a great way to start the show, especially with Fran Capo today. Fran, it's great to hear from you. You got a lot of new things going on, but past and present. So just by way of introduction, tell the audience a little bit about yourself. I've told them about your world records, but tell them what they don't know about you.
What they don't know about me. Okay, I get drunk on cranberry juice. No, okay.
I love that.
Well, actually, one of the things that I was thinking that we should talk about today is, Nancy, you know this because you were a big supporter of it, but, you know, one of my world records is that I actually went down to the wreck site of the Titanic and did a book signing down there, and more people have gone to outer space than down to the Titanic, and the 100th anniversary of the Titanic is coming up.
That's right, April 12th?
April. Well, that's when it. Yeah, that's when.
No, 2000. I think it was. It went down in 12. So I think it's yes, but it is the year is definitely.
Well, yeah, 1912 is the year.
Yes,
right.
Definitely.
Is that it went down and
it's also Fran and coincidence that you went down there. It's coming out in 3D.
That's it's not a coincidence, but yeah.
I'm sure you had something to do with it.
Yeah, they were like, okay, yeah, that's true. I actually spoke to Cameron. I'm like, listen, what are you doing with the movie? Can you please do it in 3D? And can we do it, like, on the 100th anniversary?
It just works for me.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it makes me feel important. You know, I went down there, you know, just forget about everybody else. Well, yeah, because, I mean, actually, the thing is, the Titanic hit the iceberg on April 14th, 1912, but it was, like, 2 a.m., so on the 15th, it actually sunk, you know what I mean, because, you know, the two. But the whole thing is, like, you know, it's just, they're bringing it back, but it's so awesome because, like, all these, the Smithsonian has an article about it. Actually, Discovery Channel had called me, National Geographic had called me. I had to send in all my footage because they wanted footage from people, you know, people who had just been down there, regular people, not professional photographers' footage. So I sent that all to them, and they're doing a whole big special. So I don't know which part of the footage they're going to use or whatever. So
that's
pretty
great.
Cool.
Will you be featured in it, Fran?
That would be nice, as long as I'm not on the bow going, you know, save me, yeah. And you know, Nancy, because you're also an ordained minister, that I became an ordained minister at that time, so I could be the first person to ever say a non-denominational prayer down by the wreck site.
That's another, now, Fran, you've broken how many world records?
Five
world records and holding. That's five world records. That's two and one. There. Two and one. You're probably three if you count the first comedian to dive down to the site.
That's true, but I mean, that's funny. Can we really get and the first dog kid comedian to go down by the site, the first 5'2" person to go.
Yeah.
Let's just keep getting those records going. Yeah,
keep getting those records going. I love the photo of you in Antarctica.
It's so funny because, you know, there I am. Everybody else is there snapping the pictures of the penguins, and I'm like, all right, let me carry my books. Let me make sure I got them with me. You know, okay, this looks like a good place. Oop, don't sit on any penguin poop. You know, let me tell you something. I mean, that trip to Antarctica, you know, people could see it on your website, obviously. But that trip to Antarctica was one of those things. You know, Nancy, I live my life by, you know, just say yes and figure it out later.
Yes.
I'll never forget. I mean, it was New Year's. It was a couple of days after New Year's, and I get an email out of the blue from a good friend of mine, Nick Halleck, who I met when I went down to the Titanic. And Nick was doing this cash flow on ice, a cruise, which was with millionaires, and he wanted a speaker. So I get this email out of the blue a couple of days after New Year's. Happy New Year. Are you sitting down? Do you have 10 days free? How would you like an all-expense-paid trip to Antarctica, plus get paid to be a speaker? The only thing is you got to leave in 5 days. I'm like, okay, I'm there. And it was, you know, and it was so funny because, you know, I live on a lake up here in Putnam. Well, I don't live on the lake. I live by the lake. So what happened was, you know, he's saying, oh, we're going to do all these adventures because Nick's a real, like, adventurer like I am. And so he's going, yeah, we're going to go across the, you know, the Drake's Passage. We're going to go to Antarctica, blah, blah, blah. And he's saying all these things. But in my mind, I was like, oh, I got to get my, you know, passport in order. I have everything ready. I got to get the clothes. I'll use the clothes that I went to Africa with because at night in Africa when you climb Kilimanjaro, it gets cold. So it's the same clothes that you wear to Antarctica. But the funny thing was in New York, it was colder in New York than it was when we went to Antarctica.
Really?
I was like, how crazy is this? But we go there, and the funny thing, Nancy, was Nick says to me, like, we meet in Ushuaia, which is known as El Fin del Mundo, which is the end of the world. And it's the tip of, what was it, Venezuela, right? Yeah, no,
yeah,
Argentina.
Yeah, so it's the Venezuela. Down that area.
Yeah, and so I'm in Ushuaia, and of Argentina, I'm sorry. And so I'm in Ushuaia, and I'm there. First of all, the whole time I was there, I couldn't pronounce it. I kept calling it Usharia. I called it everything but what it was. So it was easier for me to say El Fin del Mundo, El Mundo, and I don't even speak Spanish. And so we're there, and he kept saying to me, do you want a patch? I go, well, why do I need a patch? He goes, you know, in case you get seasick. I go, nah, you know, I dive all the time. Well, I got to look up some things, but I didn't get to look up everything. I didn't realize the Drake's Passage was the roughest seas in the world. So
well, that's whenever they show the footage of it's the horn. You have to go around the horn, right?
Yeah, well, right. But the thing is, I mean, and those seas, the waters can get like, you know, 30 feet high. But I didn't look that part up. I just looked up to find out what animals were there. I was like, okay, no polar bears, no emperor penguins where we're going. Just, the, you know, the small, you know, we got the small Gentoo penguins and we, you know, and, you know, with killer whales, you know. And I didn't really have time to look. What clothes do I need? You know, where are I going to go? Who's going to take care of my cats at home? You know, so now I'm getting there and I keep saying, nah, Nick, it's fine. I mean, I'll bring some Dramamine if I need it. It's fine. Everybody else is getting the patch, and so anyway, we get it like 3 days out, and it's a Russian ship, just like it was when we went to the Titanic. So it's a whole Russian crew, and all of a sudden, you know, the seas are starting to get rough, and I'm short. Now we're in, it's not a cruise ship, it's an ice breaking ship, so I'm in this bunk bed, and I'm short, and the seas are rough. And all of a sudden in the morning, it was hysterical. Just picture that it's going up and my head bangs to the top. Then it goes the other way and my feet bang to the bottom. It was like one of those like Popeye cartoons, and I couldn't stop it. I started laughing hysterically because there was an apple on the desk, and the apple would roll to one side, then roll to the other, then roll to one side. And I was just, I don't know why, I was finding it so funny. So, of course, I decide this is a good time to take a shower. The water in the shower is slanted. I put on soap, duh, and I start sliding all over the floor. I'm banging onto the sink, then I'm banging onto the shower. And I'm like, oh, am I freaking nuts? I'm putting soap on myself. I can't even, the ship can't stand straight. How am I going to stand straight? So now it's like going to one way, going to the other way. So finally we get to the area that we're going to do the, you know, we're going to do the whole adventure. And, you know, in between we're doing talks because it's, you know, cash flow and ice. So it's, you know, we're doing it high adrenaline adventures. There's no other ship around. And we're also, you know, doing talks. So I was doing my creativity and marketing. I was doing my Dare to Do It talk. I was doing how to get publicity without a publicist, you know. So there's only 37, you know, very successful people on board, but it was just to spark, you know, new ideas and things like that. And what had happened was I was asked to, you know how I always get sponsors for different adventures.
Uh-huh.
So I was asked by a bank if I would bring this fax machine with me. Yeah, a fax machine with me to Antarctica because they were doing remote deposits and they thought it would be perfect to have the saying where
say the name of the bank. We'll give them a plug.
Oh, well, it wasn't a bank. It was actually a company called EFT, Electronic Funds Transfers. And so what they did was they had a fax machine that they could do remote checking. So they thought the funny saying would be, where remote deposit really gets remote. And I was going to flip it with, you know, my flip camera. Well, here it is. I have to use a satellite phone because they have no email access, you know, where you could, you know, the no phones where you can call, only by satellite phone. So I'm bringing, you know, you're supposed to bring two bags and you have to change three planes. This is before I even get there. And I'm bringing this fax machine. But the fax machine has to be able to go on the iceberg, so we have to get a backup battery because we're going to have no place to plug it in an iceberg if that's where I'm shooting. Anyway, what happens is I'm on the plane, and they're, you know, they're, as they're checking my bags, they're, of course, going, well, what is, you know, what's this device that we see through the x-ray machine? And I'm like, it's a fax machine. Now, obviously, I wouldn't get paid if I didn't have the fax machine with me, so I was scared that I would lose the fax machine. So they kept saying they're going to hold it, and I kept saying, no, I need it with me. Now, they're getting suspicious. Why do I need a fax machine with
me? There's no electricity.
So, yeah, like, am I going to blow up something? So, of course, they decide to take the fax machine apart. And I'm like, oh, no, 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 you better be able to put it back together if you take it apart. That's the only only fax machine. Anyway, so they take it apart a little. They feel that it's okay. I get on the plane, and I go to put the fax machine in the up-hand bin, and
oh, no.
The battery goes off. So now all you hear is, and they're like, okay, ma'am, off the plane, off the plane. I'm like, no, it's a fax machine. I'm the world's fastest talking. No, I'm doing this thing with the remote. Ma'am, off the plane. Take your bags off the plane. And now I'm like, oh, Lord, this is just like, so now I'm in security. Now they're doing this thing. So I'm like, going, and we can't get the battery to shut up. And he's like, we're going to have to confiscate the battery. I'm like, no, but the battery runs the fax machine up. So finally, I get to security. Now I'm on the ship. Now I'm past the Drake's Passage. Now we're starting to do the adventures, and I figure, oh, well, I'll wait till I get to a nice location, and I'll, do the fax machine thing, and then I would have, done my obligation for this company that was paying me to do this. So now, I have a lake, like I said, in the backyard, and they say that there's going to be kayaking. So in my head, I'm like, yeah, I kayak on the lake. How different could it be to kayak in a killer whale ocean, And so I'm like, okay. So they said, Fran, everybody else here knew that they were coming like a year in advance. They've all trained. And then I'm like, that's all right. Just stick me in a canoe. I'm sure I'll be fine. And so they stick me in this canoe. Now, I had seen a picture on the wall in the ship of a leopard seal, but I had never looked up a leopard seal. And so they start telling me, okay, listen, guys, don't worry so much about the killer whales. And I'm thinking, okay. And they say, but the leopard seals you have to watch out for because they like to turn over the canoes. And they think it's fun to grab people by their feet and drag them to the bottom of the ocean. I'm like, oh, yeah, that would be loads of fun. So they say they're very vicious. So I'm like going, okay. They say, but just stick together. Now we're going out. We're kayaking away from the ship. We can't even see the ship because it's like a four-hour kayak. And we're going out. And I'm in this little group of seven, just seven canoes. And all of a sudden, I'm at the one in the back because I haven't trained. And I'm kayaking through these rough waters. And I see a little eyeball come up.
Oh, no.
And I'm like going, oh, that's lovely. That's a seal. And I'm not thinking the leopard seal because there's a bunch of other seals there, too. And all of a sudden I see it and I think leopard seal. All I could think of was every Discovery movie I've ever seen where the zebra in back gets killed. And I start paddling really fast. I'm going, I don't have to be the first. I just have to go before that.
Yes,
other
I don't
last
have to be
canoe.
The fastest.
Right. So I'm like paddling. Everybody else is two in a canoe. I'm one by myself. People go, where are you going? I'm going, I just want to go a little faster because I'm thinking I'm not going to tell them because then they're going to go faster. And so I'm paddling. And all of a sudden I get back in the group and then I go, there's a leopard seal. Well, this seal starts going underneath all the canoes.
Oh, no.
And he starts trying to tip them. And so,
you didn't
like,
tell him until you were in front, Fran?
What?
You didn't tell them until you were in the front?
No, I know. I was like, so now the Zodiac, which is the rubber raft, starts coming up, and the Zodiac scares the leopard seals away, so he starts going towards the iceberg where the penguins are, and this poor little penguin, obviously not realizing the leopard seal is there, decides he's going to jump in the water, and we're like, no, don't jump. He jumps in, all of a sudden the next thing you see is blood. We're like, okay, lunch. So I was like, okay, I better start realizing this is a little bit more dangerous than that. Then I did ice climbing. I didn't have the proper technique, but I get very determined, and they go, Fran, you have to lift this way. I go, look, what's the goal? To get to the top of this cliff here? They go, yeah. I go, let me do it my way. So all of a sudden, I don't know what happened. I get all this energy in me, and I just start, I get to the top. I yell down to Lady, did you get it on the flip? She's like, yeah. I come back down. She had not turned on the flip. So I was like, are you kidding me? She goes, well, just go back up. I go back up. I go, do you know how much effort it took just to get up there? So I go halfway up, and then I just say to everybody, all right, you're just going to have to trust that I went the whole way. So now I decide, okay, now it's time I'm going to do this, we're going to do this flax thing. It's the night where they're dividing people in groups of three to sleep on an iceberg. And I said, no, I'll go the next time. I'll stay back here and I'll do the, the fax machine. So there's one guy that's a technician, supposedly, and he's on there. I should have realized because this was the guy that was the only guy that fell in the water when we were practicing on the canoes. And he says to me, oh, all we have to do is we have to plug it in and we'll check it and then we'll do the, we'll flip it. Anyway, he plugged it in the wrong voltage, and it blew out the fax machine. So now I'm like, well, there is not a local CVS where I can get another fax machine.
Just wait, pause. All right, Betty Jo, George Bettinger, guest on the chat room, and welcome Real Talk with Nefertiti. In case you tuned in the middle, this is Fran's adventure to the Antarctic. Go.
Okay. So now we're we got the guy's got blown my fax machine. Now I'm all upset. I don't want to tell, the company that I blew the fax machine, right? So now I speak to someone, they go, listen, we're on board with the Russians. The Russians know how to fix everything. So I give the guy the thing, he goes, no, don't have chip. I'm like, well, is there any place we're going? He goes, well, we're going to
don't
a base where we have the Ukrainians are, and they've been there for 6 months at a time. Maybe they have something. So, I bring the fax machine, to the Ukrainians. Now, we stop in this place. Now, you got a picture. It's six. It's these guys have been, and it's all men. They've been there for 6 months. They haven't seen any women. So they say to you, if you want to bargain with the men, you have to give them your bra. I'm like, I have to give them my bra.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not. So they say that they hang the bras on the wall. I'm like, but I need my bra. And then I'm thinking, all right, well, I got three other bras. I'll give them a bra if they can fix the fax machine. So now I'm over there, and I'm packing an extra bra so I can bribe these people so they can fix the fax machine. And so the guy's trying to fix it. He doesn't fix it, so I'm debating. Do I give him one cup? What do I do? Do I just give him a strap? The guy didn't fix it, but he did try. So then they have a bra of this woman who, I swear to you, the cup size was like a basketball. It was the most huge bra I ever saw in the world. So, of course, they asked me to put the bra on. So I put it on outside my clothes. They put these two big balloons in it, And so anyway, so I'm like, what am I going to tell the guy? I can't fix the fax machine. So now, all of a sudden, I get this friend, Colin Martin, who now I've befriended. He's come to New York a couple of times. And this other guy from Australia, because most of them were Aussies on the trip. I was the only New Yorker. There was another friend of mine, George Karunas, was from Canada. And we were the three journalists. And there was another Russian journalist. But everybody else was Australian. So now, we have the three of us. So George and Martin, and then this other guy from Australia say to me, well, what's the voltage in the fax machine? I go, I don't know what the voltage is in the fax machine. So they figure out that we need +5 and -3. And I'm like, okay, I don't even know. Do you remember the movie Apollo 13?
Uh-huh.
Okay, where they had to get the voltage exactly right for the thing to work.
Yeah.
Now we're going around borrowing everybody. Do you have a camera? Do you have this? Do you have this? Okay, we need this. This. They wind up getting something and changing the polarity on the fax machine. It was like the thing. So I have it on videotape, and they do it, and the first time it blows up, so now we have to get something up. Anyway, they wind up fixing it. Where we rig up the fax machine, I do the commercial, and if people go to EFT, or if they go to redeposit.com, right, redeposit.com, they'll see my commercial of me doing that fax machine.
Redeposit.com. I want to see that. You're not in the chat room, are you? Let me just see it.
Am I in the chat room?
No, redeposit.com to see commercial of this whole event. Meanwhile.
Yeah, so anyway, so the whole thing is that, it kind of goes with my philosophy of, just say yes and figure it out later. You'll see, if when people go up there, they'll see right there the commercial of me with the penguins. And
I'm
going to
watch that. I haven't seen that yet, Fran. But let me tell you who's in the chat room. We've got some of your fans are in the chat room. We've got Betty Jo Tucker from
cool.
Movie Addict Headquarters. And
yes.
Your friend George Bettinger and I.
My friend, yes.
Who Hot Mix 106 every day at 4 p.m., the mom and pop shop, George. See, I got it in there. And don't forget to go to Movie Addict Headquarters with Betty Jo, another fan of Fran's. And and another radio show looks on. It looks like it's Real Talk with Nefertiti. I don't know who that is, but welcome. And people are popping in now the chat room, but that's a great story, Fran. Let's get now to all the books, the new news, Kindle.
Yes, I am so excited because, you know, I've got 17 books out, and, you know, I sell them at the ends of my motivational talks and at my stand-up comedy clubs, and I was like, wait a second, why don't I put them on, you know, on Kindle and Sony, you know, the Sony Reader and the Nook, the Barnes & Noble Nook, so I actually formatted it so it is in all those different formats, and now, for the first time, people can order my Almost a Wise Guy book on all those different platforms.
And Almost
Adrenaline Adventure.
Yeah, is based on your dad, right?
Almost the Wise Guy is a true comic crime novel based on the life of my dad. And people, and actually, right now I have a movie company that is looking at that book in hope, keep my fingers crossed.
You hear that, Betty Jo? That could be your next interview with Fran, her movie.
Yeah, that would be cool. And so that is.
And how do they get to that, Fran? Direct them there.
Well, actually, the easiest way is if you just go to my website, francapo.com, and then you click and you have the opportunity of buying the book either through the website as an ebook or in hardcover as ebook, or they could just go to Amazon and, you know, go Almost a Wise Guy.
But
and
you
it'd
can't
be really
read
cool.
it because this book would usually sell for, you know, what? 14?
20. No, actually, the book 20? Usually sells for 20, but on as a Kindle, it's only $9.99.
Yes. Betty Jo gives you a rave review. She loves that book. Betty Jo from another radio show.
Thank you, Betty Jo. Yeah. That is one of my favorite books because it's based on the life of my dad. And everybody says it's a laugh out loud book. And like I said, if you have whether you have a Nook, a Sony Reader, the Kobo, or if you have the Kindle, it's on any of those formats.
And Betty Jo knows too because she's got two books on Kindle. It Had to Be Us and Confessions of a Movie Addict. I love both of them.
Oh, I love that book
and
too.
And Kindle
Betty
is
Jo
the new
exchange.
Wave. So www.francapo.com. I'm sure George Bettinger will be mentioning it today. 106 Hot Mix. I love the alliteration on that, George. Hey, Betty Jo, George, you got a question for Fran? They're in the chat room. Okay, and they'll let us know. And or call in, George.
Yeah.
It's very funny because George and I both imitate you behind your back.
George actually sent me one of the archive shows he did, and he goes, Fran, me and Nancy did, we did imitations of you. I was like, okay, great. And he goes, yeah. So now I'm in your repertoire.
Repertoire voices. Well, you only do one job, got to do two jobs, can't do just one job, got to do two. Well, you only do one thing, I do one thing, I do 10 things, then do what? 17 books. We go like that. We just do, we have dueling friends.
I love it.
It's so great. And if you go to Fran Capo's, talk about interesting reading, just go to www.francapo.com and just read about. Fran, do you realize you have so much up on your website, you could actually publish all those articles as a book?
You know what? Someone had mentioned that to me. It might have been you, Nancy, actually, yes, that I could take all the articles and put it in a book. I mean, that's basically how my Adrenaline Adventures book started. I was writing for magazines, and then someone would go, hey, do you have that story on the shark dive? And hey, do you have that story on the caving? And I was like, oh, let me just put it in one book and make it a lot easier. So the
I
Adrenaline Adventures.
Because, and if you read it, I mean, I remember spending like the greater portion of a day because you can't just hear everything that Fran does in this short amount of time. It's impossible. Oh, actually, we can hear a little bit of what you do. Do I have it here? I think Fran, you also have, let's get everything in. You also have Cuppa de Capo.
Cuppa Capo, C-U-P-P-A Capo, which is weekly motivational vlogs, humorous ones. You know, so, I mean, like, for example, like somebody will say, don't worry, there's light at the end of the tunnel. I'm like, the hell with that, bring your own flashlight. And so it's just like different little, vignettes of me, just giving people motivation, but in a humorous way.
Yes, and it's not only that. You got to see all the books. It happened in New York. It happened in New Jersey. She's got a series of books that I just love. My favorite it happened in New York and in New York City. So much I didn't know. And I've got a licensed New York City tour guide. And this book is fantastic.
Thank you. Nancy, I have to thank you, actually, because Nancy, you have given a lot of my books as gifts to different people, and I really appreciate that.
And actually, I'm going to have to pick up a couple more when I see you in 2 weeks.
Yeah, there you go. Yes, Nancy is so cool. She's playing at my comedy club. Let's plug you for a second.
Oh,
at Piazza Roma up here in Westchester. And Nancy will be hosting the show for me.
Oh, it's going to be great. And you've got a caller, Fran Capo. Here we go. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello, who's
this? Hi, I'm trying to reach Fran Capo. This is George Bettinger.
Oh.
George, excuse me, who is this? Hey, George.
Hey, how you doing? That was an amazing story about the ice caps and going up with the fax machine. I can't believe that.
I know. It's so funny, too, because when you see the commercial, it's all of 30 seconds, and I'm like, that was like a two-week adventure just to get that thing to work, you know?
But let's plug that company again. The name of that company?
Is EFT. It's EFT Network.
EFT Network.
Yes.
George, do you have a question for our Fran?
Yes, I wanted to know what is Fran's next project. I know that she's an adventurer, and she's always got things coming up. What's going to be the next big adventure?
Well, I'm actually doing one on Sunday. I'm actually hosting the Penguin Plunge. Now, I've actually dove into waters in Antarctica, so, you know, doing it in Nyack is not, you know, necessarily as quite as exciting. But so that's my next one coming up. But what I'm really working on, and I have to wait till the ship is ready to do it, is I want to go down to the hydrothermal vents. And the hydrothermal vents are basically volcanoes at the bottom of the sea where the water is 700 degrees there. It could literally melt metal. They thought there would be no life down there, and they find out it's teeming with life. But unfortunately, it's the same submersibles, the mirrors, that take you down there, and they just haven't scheduled it yet. I keep checking. I'm like, are you going down there again? You going down there again? Like, we'll let you know.
Where is this? Where would this take place?
Well, actually, there were hydrothermal vents all along the floors of the ocean throughout the world, but I'm looking to go to the one in the Galapagos.
Galapagos.
Oh, the Galapagos Islands. Yeah, listen, I have a friend that owes me some money. Could you take him down there with you?
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. You want me to dump him out the window and over that volcano and threaten him? Is it getting a little hot in here for you, Mr. George's friend? You got to give him some money, I guess.
That's because Almost a Wise Guy is on Kendall, George.
I know. It's fantastic. And Franny and Nancy, my wife Lizette, wants to say hi.
Hey, Lizette,
hi,
how
ladies.
Are you?
It's Lizette, how are you?
I'm doing great. And I also want to thank you guys, because I know you guys always mention my books and my stuff on your show also.
That's right, on the Mom and Pop Shop 106, Hot Mix, every day at 4.
I love it, Nancy. I'm like going, do I need to plug it? No, Nancy will do it. Okay.
Hey, George, do Fran.
Oh, you want me to do Fran? What do you want me to do? You want me to call you up on the phone? You want me to call you later? You want me to call you tomorrow?
No, you're
coming
out, coming out. What are you doing? You're not doing anything. We've got to get going. Just right now. I've got everything to do. I'm not diving. I'm climbing. I'm flying.
I got to say, that is so funny hearing myself from the two of you.
Oh, my goodness. I wanted to say I'm a big fan of both of you. And Fran, I saw you on the Glam Fairy show.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe it. There you are with Glamo and Hoppo and Chico and everybody else. I just wanted to say how fantastic they actually made you look very, very beautiful, and I was very happy to see that. How have you kept up the look? Are you back? Did you dye your hair again? I mean, people out there want to know.
Okay, here's the scoop on that. First of all, when I taped it, it was during July. When it aired, it wasn't until October. I had already changed back. But here's the thing. I created my own. I actually did not like that look. I'm glad you liked it. I didn't like that look. Because on TV, it looked like my hair was dark brown. In real life, my hair was brassy red. And when people saw it, they were like, oh, what happened? I'm like, yeah, I know. I said, but I'm under contract, so I can't change it back. So, but my hair is lighter. It's not dark. I mean, it's not black. I actually now use this really shiny keratin treatment on it, and I've now created my own look. Not wearing the suit jackets anymore. Now I look like a dominatrix. I have the high black boots. I got the big black belt. I got the long shirt with the tight black pants. So I have my own new look on stage.
She's added a new element to motivational speaker.
That's it. Yeah, exactly. It's like I got a whip. What do you want to do it, damn it? Okay, fine. I'll show you. You got to do this thing. But the other funny thing, the other thing, too, is I lost 20. I also decided that I was going to lose 20 pounds, so I just did it.
Wow. Mazel! Yay!
Thank you. Yeah.
That's fantastic. Wow, I'm frightened and attracted all at the same time. That's amazing. Thank you so much, Franny, for sharing that with us.
Hey, George.
I love you guys. And
we
Angie,
love you, Lisa.
You're terrific. Thank you so much for always being so supportive.
Thank you, guys. We're listening.
And keep being funny, okay?
Wait a minute, George. George. I think Burns wants
George
to tell
right
us
here.
About...
Hang on.
George A.
Yes.
I think George
Burns
wants to plug Fran's book.
We got to plug Fran's book. I'm going to do it today on the show.
Can we have George Burns in the room now?
Yes, of course. Hello, this is George Burns, and I want to tell everyone about Fran Capo's book. It's a wonderful book, and I read it from cover to cover, and next week I'm going to read the inside.
Thanks for coming on. You can listen to George every day at 4, 106, Hot Mix. He's a hot one. Thanks, George.
Thanks, George. Thanks, Lizette.
I love them. They're so sweet.
They are so funny. They are so sweet. Everybody gets a kick out of listening.
Whoops. Fran?
Tremendously, yeah.
Oh, there you go. You were off for a sec. Yeah, they're great, and they're so supportive. George Bettinger's show, you got to see. I love your new look, by the way. So, okay, so you got 17 books. Now, Fran is also available, www.francapo.com. You can go to her website. She's a motivational speaker. No group too large or too small for Fran. She's there for you.
Well, you know what? I got to say, I really, really, really love doing the motivational speaking because luckily I've gotten a chance to speak to people of all different ages and I'm serious, like they have me come and speak to third graders, and obviously I'll tell the stories of adventure and tell them that nothing's impossible. And then I speak to, you know, CEOs at Fortune 500 companies, you know, telling them creativity and marketing and how to brand themselves, you know, in different ways, you know, just to, you know, to get people's attention. And so I really love doing it because I sometimes have people come up to me and go, I saw you speak, you know, 8 years ago, and I want to tell you because you did this. I, you know, now whatever the new thing that they're doing, opened up a hair salon and all different things that I have people tell me. And just the fact that something I could say makes somebody fulfill their dream, I just
can't
tell you how
fantastic
that feels.
And now, Fran, you also have these available for sale on CD. Don't you have some?
Well, what I have for CD is I have two things. I have a book that I read, an audio book on tape, which is called The Science of Getting Rich. That's based on the book by Waddle Dee Waddles. And then but it's my interpretation of that. And the other book I have is The Secrets of Publicity, which talks about, you know, how to get on TV, how to get on radio, how to market yourself on the internet. But it also talks about creativity and marketing and what people, you know, are looking for. Because obviously, getting on all these radio and TV shows, you can't just keep saying, you know, the same thing. You got to always figure out a way to say the same thing, but in a different way so that it attracts different audiences
and makes it fresh, right,
and makes it so that, you know, the target audience for that particular radio or television show gets a benefit out of it.
And that's what you want to do. And Fran has been doing this on her 17th book. And what did I say today when I announced you, your 4,501 radio show.
Right, exactly. Gotta keep count.
Nancy, one thing I
do want to say is for anybody listening to your show who happens to have their own show, I'd be, you know, right now with the Titanic celebration coming up, I would love, you know, to be able to talk about that adventure, you know.
Well, hey, let me throw it out there right now. Betty Jo, are you going to do – that would be a great episode maybe for you, the Titanic you know, movies for Betty Jo. She's listening right now. The Titanic or anything about how many movies about the Titanic or sinking ships or, you know, the 100th anniversary. Think about it, Betty Jo. Fran could call in. Just putting it out there.
That's it. Well, the press release going out tomorrow for about the me, you know, going down to the Titanic and being available for all the different television and radio shows to talk about it.
Oh, and you can find out if she's going to be on any of those shows by going to www.francapo.com.
Right, because I, as you know, Nancy, you're well aware, just like your show and George's show were listed on my website, as I do shows, they get put on the front page of my website.
Also, let me point out, too, the great thing about Fran Capo, listeners, is that she's always reinventing herself. She's always doing something creative. And that's what makes – she doesn't just stop and go, okay, I'm done, and this is all that I do. She comes up with ideas for holidays, like this one I'm about to play right now. Hold on. Here we go.
Hey, Mr. Fran Capo, the Guinness Book of World Records fastest talking female, and I just want to wish you a very happy July 4th. Actually, it should be September 3rd, because the U.S. became independent officially only after the War of Independence, September 3rd, 1783, when British King George III, why these people can't come up with original names, I'll never know, got together with U.S. head honchos and signed the Treaty of Paris, so it's really September 3rd, not July 4th. But that being said, I figured I'd tell you how I'm going to spend my July 4th, which is really September 3rd, just in case you want to spend it the same way. First of all, I'm going to have a party. Well, actually, first I've got to buy the stuff at the party. Paper plates, cups, books, balloons. You can get them on sale. Anyway, those of you who know me, why would you know me unless, of course, one of your friends knows I hate to cook. So, I'm going to invite my friend Caesar over. Caesar loves to cook. And Caesar's going to have hot dogs, hamburgers, Kool-Aid, not the type that kills, and no drinking. I don't want people slobbering all over the place with their beer breaths and everything like that. All right, you know what? If they want to drink, they can hide in the corner. Mom, is that you? I really hate drinking. Did I tell you that I get drunk on cranberry juice? It's true. Hey, anyway, then I'm going to hang up some flags. Hey, got to be patriotic. I could even have my friends do a parade. Okay. Maybe not. Get a hold of some fireworks, legal of course, and then send everyone home and have enough leftovers so I don't have to cook for a week. Simple, done, over. Now get out of here. Oh, and have a safe July 4th.
We've got your house surrounded. Put the fireworks down and get your hands up.
You got another call on the line here. Let's see. I don't know who this is. Hello?
Hi.
Yes?
Hi, I'm calling to talk to Fran.
Okay, who's calling?
I'm one of her biggest fans.
Okay.
And, it's Sharon from Comedy Cures.
Oh,
I just...
Hi, yes, Comedy Cures, a great, great cause, everyone. Hey, Fran, that's who's on the line.
I know, it's so funny because as soon as I heard the just so high, I went, man, that sounds like Sharon.
Well, I know that Fran is quite accomplished in the world as an author and a speaker, but... in my heart, she's most famous for being an incredible humanitarian, and I just wanted to...
Hey, let's give me your website. I'm going to post it right now.
Oh, www.comedycures.org.
Okay, I'm putting it in the chat room. There you go. And if anyone wants to, by the way, listening, George, if you want to donate some comedy CDs, or Betty Jo, if you want to donate some books for, I'm sure she'd be glad to take them.
Oh, yeah, our next Laughing Lunch in New York, which is free for patients and caregivers, will be March 27th, and the patients love to, we fill up goodie bags, and there's tons of free raffle prizes, and anytime a performer donates, like Fran has donated, every time a book comes out, Fran comes and donates books and performs and signs and autographs them for everyone. And I just, as brave as she is and as funny as she is, her heart is bigger than all of it. And she's just an incredible humanitarian. And it's hard to talk about that kind of work when you're doing an interview because it could come off as bragging or self-serving. So when I saw that Fran was going to be on your show today, Nancy, I just said, you know what, I'm going to call and even know I'm calling. I'm just going to call.
Fran is so great. Even you calling in, you've just got some donations. Movie Attic Headquarters would love to donate a couple of copies of her books, Confession of a Movie Addict, and George Bettinger wants to send some CDs. Do they go to your site to do that?
Yes, just if you go to comedycures.org or find me on Facebook, Sharon Rothberg at Comedy Cures, just friend me, send me a message, and we'll become friends, and then I can shoot you over the address. Or
that's terrific. Or, see, got you some books now, too.
Thank you.
I mean, and Sharon, this is a great cause that she does, and Fran, I know, participates in a lot of the events.
Sharon's organization is, I mean, you know, that's like my top fundraiser one that I love, because when I work with Sharon, I mean, she just gives from her heart. And the people in the audience are glowing after they leave, because they have just had such a fantastic time. And Sharon has just got this great story, you know, of how she, you know, beat breast cancer and just motivates people. And me and Sharon have become really close. We did her radio show together. And we have like the girlfriend sleepovers. We have become
so
close.
You know, I was driving to a gig one day, and I'm like going through my radio show, and I hear Fran's unmistakable voice, and it was Sharon's show.
That, yeah.
So I was like, wait a minute, I know this voice.
Yeah, we had a great time, and you know, Fran, you are an amazing person. I have never seen you not get a standing ovation in any time you've come and keynoted for, you know, our patients or our hospitals. And it's just, you're a terrific speaker. And I think that your story and what you've accomplished is incredible. But as I said, you know, it's easy to convey all that through a press release, because it's overwhelming what you do in a day and in your life, but that the world should really understand that first and foremost, you are a humanitarian and you are an incredible human being. So that's why I call. I just wanted to make sure that the world really understands all the facets and dimensions of you, and you're a role model. You're a role model for all of us.
Thank you so much. Look, she made me speechless.
And a good way to support Fran Capo, support the arts by going to Kendall and Bob.
There you go, exactly. Now that I can't speak, people need to buy the book, right?
Well, I think, Fran, we should call up, you know, one of the world record places and tell them that I actually made you speechless, so I should get a world record.
Yeah, exactly. Now we're going to have to give you a world record and say, listen, this never happened before.
Thank you, and that's www.comedycures.org. Anybody listening, if you have some CDs that you made, comedy CDs are great, or books, Movie Attic Headquarters is going to send you, that's great, Confessions of a Movie Addict, which is a terrific book, by the way, and should be a movie. And George Bettinger is going to cheer them up with all of his voices and his CDs. I think that's so nice of my listeners to do that today. Very good. And thank you, Sandy. Comedy cures. It sure does.
Bye-bye.
Bye. How nice. What a nice testimony.
That was
testimony.
Nice of Sharon to call in. Yeah.
That was a nice little testimony.
Totally. Didn't expect it, which is very nice. Oh, I love it.
Yeah, you get your fans in, your fan base in there. And that's nice. They're going to donate some. The books is great.
That works. I love when all my friends and, you know, when people I know and things like that, everybody can help each other out. Because you know what? I think that's the magic of just doing stuff in the world, is just to be able to say, what do you need? Okay, you need this? Here you go. What do you need? Okay. And everybody just helps everybody, and it just really works out well.
But it's so good, and you constantly, in all your talking and speeches, you constantly talk about giving back and putting that positive energy back.
Well, I think the thing is, I mean, luckily, because of the way that I was raised, where my mom taught me that nothing is impossible and my dad taught me to always find the humor in life. So I was like, okay, if I do something and it works out, then it becomes part of my motivational speaking. And if it doesn't, it becomes part of the stand-up act. So either way, I'm a winner.
Betty Jo is saying goodbye. Betty Jo, goodbye. You can listen to Betty
Bye,
Jo.
Bye, Betty Jo.
At Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday. Go to Movie Attic Headquarters, Facebook, friend her, and join the Blog Talk Radio, Movie Attic Headquarters. Bye. She left. Okay, got that in. George Bettinger today at 4 p.m. And every day, George Bettinger, 106 Hot Mix. I love the alliteration of that. And, Fran, we still have a little bit of time, believe it or not. So let's add, what else haven't we talked about? Besides all your books, I love the series, all the It Happened In, and the mysteries. Oh, the mystery books.
The Mysteries book, that's my latest, because I was doing the It Happened in series first. It happened in New York, happened in Jersey, happened in Pennsylvania, and happened in New York City. And then after that, I got asked to do the Myths and Mysteries series, which was Myths and Mysteries of New York and Myths and Mysteries of New Jersey. And honestly, those, I love anything where I could go out and explore.
Weren't you on some TV shows because of that? Weren't you on some TV show?
Well, yeah, actually, I was just on Good Day. Well, not just, but during Halloween, I was on Good Day New York because they wanted me to talk about, like, creepy places in New York that people, you know, could go to that were listed in my Myths and Mysteries book. Because I talk about haunted asylums, about, you know, the famed Dakota hotel where John Lennon was shot, but there's supposed to be a bunch of different ghosts there, including one of John Lennon. And I just talk about all the different places in New York. But the thing with the Myths and Mysteries, it is uncovering things that people have said. For example, alligators in the sewer. People go, New York is always known for alligators in the sewer. But people wonder, but are there really alligators in the sewer? And when I did the in-depth research, it's not such a myth. There were, you know, people that were dumping pets that they brought up from Florida. They weren't flushing them down the toilet, but they did put them in the sewers. And at one point, the commissioner had to actually send people in there with guns to try to capture the alligators, the crocodiles that were in there. And they, you know, there was a whole thing like, can they sustain themselves in the sewers? But, you know, there's rats down there.
Was there one very large one? Is that what I remember?
Well, there were a couple. There was one that was actually at one point in Central Park, and it took 3 days for them to capture. And they actually had to get a husband-wife team up from Florida to be able to capture the alligator.
Which is now a reality show. But
yeah, right, exactly. See, listen, anything could become a reality show. Oh, what happens to the guy who bakes the donuts? I mean, everything. Listen, I just closed on my house. If I would have had a video camera, I would have had a better ratings than Snooki on Jersey Shore, because we almost had two fights break out at the closing, which was cracks me up. And I'm just saying to myself, you know, life, you just never know what it's going to hand you.
Life's entertaining in itself. As I said before, if you can go to www.francapo.com, and I'm telling you, Fran, it's like reading a book. All the things, just you got to make it into a book, Fran. Just what's on your website. I swear that's enough for a book.
Well, all the different articles. I've written, I've probably written over 500 articles. I mean, I know because I was, you know, when I also blog for Traveling Mom, actually, that's what I'm doing. On Saturday, I'm going to the travel show at the Jacob Javits Center to find out what other adventures I want to do, because I know that there's a lake that has bioluminescence in it and you can swim in the lake. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to that lake. Like, I have my checklist, and it's not a bucket list, because I thought of this way before people were like bucket list, because to me, that's a list that people do because they're worried that they're going to die and blah, blah. Me, it's a living list. It's the things you do to make life exciting, not the things you do because you're worried about
writing.
Death.
In all your books, there's a positive element in all of your books. About doing that, and like I said, there's also You Want to Be a Comedian book. There's there's not just history and fascinating books. There's so many books.
Well, that's the thing. It's because, I like different topics. That's why I write about different things. You know, the other thing, Nancy, which I'm not sure if Betty Jo knows that I do Minute in a Movie reviews. I actually do it with my friend, fitness celebrity John Bastow. And we are actually asked by the movie, companies where movies are coming out. We go to the pre-screenings. And then on my website, we always list we give them ratings. And we always list the new movies that we're seeing and what we thought of the movies, and always trying to ask. Add some, funny element, because, you don't want to just sit there and go, well, the acting was very good, blah, blah, blah. Someone was just trying to, make the movie reviews funny.
And that's interesting, Fran. Also, how can they link up with you? I mean, can they Facebook you? Is there, just
all
to find out more, they can
actually,
is it Fran Capo, just Fran Capo?
If you go to FranCapo.com, on my homepage, there's a little button. You just have to click it to then become Facebook friends. Well, obviously you do the accept and that whole thing.
Yeah.
And then there's a click so you can follow me on Twitter, which, again, it's FranCapo. Twitter /FranCapo. Facebook, same thing. I also have a fan page on Facebook. And I'm on LinkedIn also. the easiest way, obviously, for people always to get to me is to go through the website and email me. But I do put everything I'm doing on my Twitter. Whenever I'm doing a show, like if I'm, you know, working at, you know, Comedy Cures, I'm like, I'm with, you know, at Comedy Cures, or I'm with at John Basedow, or I'm with, you know, at, you know, Mom and Pop Shop, George Bettinger, or Comedy Concepts, or whatever. Whatever I'm doing, I Twitter it. And so people could follow me that way. That's the easiest way. I Facebook and I Twitter everything.
Oh, so Facebook. But what do they go to?
You know, Facebook / Fran Capo.
That's, well, you got to say it slower, Fran.
Facebook / Fran, F-R-A-N, Capo, C-A-P-O, Fran Capo. But like I'm saying, all of those things, if they go to my website, francapo.com, all the little buttons are up there. So if
all
they
the
want to
buttons.
Follow me, you know, the Facebook button, the Twitter button, all that stuff. So it just says follow Fran on Facebook, click here. Follow Fran on Twitter, click here. Follow Fran on LinkedIn, click here. So all of that is clickable at my website.
Clickable at your website.
It's all very clickable. Yes.
That's so clickable. Sounds very, very dominatrix there. But
yeah. Well, remember, I got those leather boots on. Now,
okay. Well, if you want Fran right away, you can go to your the am I saying it? Is it K-I-N-D-L? How do you spell that?
Kindle?
Yeah.
Is K-I-N-D-L-E. Right. Actually, you go to Amazon. And then
Amazon.
You just, right. And then you go to the Kindle store. And then you just go, almost the wise guy. Click
and it's,
it.
It's a deal, too. It's great deal.
When you think about it, it's $11 cheaper than, you know, than my other book. I mean, then the book version of it, and you get it right away. And if you want to, you know, listen, I don't. It's a story about my dad. He had one brother, a highly decorated police officer, the other one that was in the mob. And so it's the true life story. But people have read it and go, "Come on, this really couldn't happen." But my dad's life almost read like a male version of Ethel and Lucy, even when he was, you know, committing crimes. You know, so
tell him what
he
your dad
in a
said when
way.
He said when he was like you were going to write about him.
What?
When he said what your dad said to you when you said, "Dad, but I don't know if I should write about these."
Oh no, he's going, "I want you to write a story about my life." I'm like, "Dad, I don't know if that's a good idea." He goes, "Don't worry." I said, "You had one brother, a highly decorated police officer, the other one that was in the mob." And he goes, "Don't worry about it. Most of the people are dead." I'm like, "Yeah, I'm worried about the two that are still alive that live in my area in Howard Beach." And he's like, "I'm telling you, don't worry about it." And so the name I wrote at the beginning of the book, the names have been changed to protect the author. But the cool thing about the Almost a Wise Guy is it's also a love story, because it's the story of my mom and dad's relationship. It's also, you know, a crime novel, because I do describe in detail, you know, what my dad did while he was in jail, how he got out of, you know, riots, how he, you know, actually how he committed the crimes. He was involved in the Lufthansa. He had part in the Lufthansa heist, which was one of the biggest heists.
Oh,
you know,
from the airport.
Yeah. And
oh, no.
How he scammed, you know, Vegas. I mean, all that stuff
your,
is in
your
there.
Your father or his brother?
No, my father, unfortunately.
So in other words, buy this book or else.
Yeah, well, exactly. I'll have to hunt you down and ask you why you didn't buy the book, and it won't be pretty. No,
it won't be pretty. And Fran, I got to say, the chat, I don't know if you have the chat room up, but you had a lot of people in and out of the chat room today. So, I mean, some people couldn't stay, and believe it or not, we went an hour, Fran.
Did
I knew we would.
Oh, wow. And we originally said a half hour.
Yeah, but I know you.
I know you.
So we had to go. So it's just out. This is her new promotion, just out. And you can go there, Almost a Wise Guy. Get it right away. You can get it today. And you want to go there and you want to get that book. And that's all they have to do is go to Amazon, right?
Right. And the other thing, too, they just go to Amazon and they click it. You know, they can go to Amazon, like I said. They can go to Sony. They could go, you know, to iTunes. It's also on iTunes. You know, so you could get it in any of the book ebook formats. The other thing I would say, too, is this. It's the book, besides being comedic and true, it does have a lot of philosophy in it, because even though my dad did crazy things, it does show, it gives kids, a lot of teenagers have read the book, and it actually puts them on the right path. And now my dad was like a real tough guy, but with all these things that are happening with the bullying and all that stuff, it's a good book
for
kids to read.
Oh, you know what? My son has one of those little reader things. Maybe I'll get it for him.
Yeah, because it is a really good book for kids who are tried, you know, people who try to peer pressure them into certain things. And my dad, you know, looking back reflectively, had a lot of good insight to tell people how not to go down that path.
Oh, you know, I think maybe I'll do that. Just go to Amazon and get it.
Yeah.
I have to figure out how he does it. And we got a minute, Fran. Anything else you want to say in a minute?
No, you know, I always have a ton of stuff to say in a minute, but I guess the bottom line is this, is, you know, just to leave people with my philosophy, which is, you know, live every day as if it's your last, and one day you'll be right. And on that last day, you don't want to be doing the laundry, so really, 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 whatever your passion is, I don't care if you're 90 years old, and George knows this because George teaches seniors, you know, whatever your passion is in life, it's never too late to fulfill that. And because knowing that as long as you have breath in you and, you know, you can fulfill, you know, your dreams. And maybe even from the other side, who knows? It's a little creepy if they do it when they're a ghost, but it's better if they do it from this side.
Yeah. You can't believe, Fran, how many people have popped in and out of this show just in the last minute. So that's pretty good testament to you.
Oh, great. No, actually, I was looking at it, but then when you asked me to check something, it, you know, obviously, yeah, when you go
you
to Google,
it.
I'm not good at knowing how to keep two windows open. So, okay.
Well, you've had a lot of guests, which aren't. It means that people who just, they registered on Blog Talk Radio just to listen to you. So.
Oh, that's so cool. And, yes, Real Talk is also another show that I did. So, Nefertiti, that's where she, you had asked who she is.
Oh,
I had
done
her show also.
Oh, okay. So, see, you got everybody there. All right, we're winding down, Fran. You can find out more about Fran. Go to Kindle. Get that book on Amazon, which I think I'm going to get for my son. As soon as he comes home and I say, get that book, I'll pay for it.
Cool, because, I mean, right now, you know, whoever, I mean, it's like I'm just starting to promote it, so whatever, the first sale is always feeling the best. You know?
Always with that. And thank you, Fran. Go to www.francapo.com and you've been great, and I'm going to take you out on my 10 pierogi girl because I love
you. Oh,
that song.
Please, definitely. Okay.
Thank you, Fran Capo.
Thank you, Nancy.
Oh, look, comedy guests, thanks for the donations to Comedy Cures for our patients resulting from your radio show. I'm enjoying your show, Nancy, featuring Fran. Oh, how nice. And she gave the address. I got to copy that down to send some CDs for the patients. All right, Fran Capo,
Nancy,
you rock.
Also send yours. Send yours, too.
Yes, I'm going to send all – that's what I said. I'm going to get some copies out, and I'm going to send them out. I've got to write down the address. All right, Fran Capo, www.francapo.com. Almost a Wise Guy is also very entertaining because it's written in Fran Capo's voice. All right. Thank you, Fran, my 10-year-old girl.
After Mass, just last Sunday, my sweetie pie and I went out to eat. We each ordered a pierogi, four potato, two cheese, and two meat. Hers was gone within an instant. I had eaten six and still had two. Her eyes were full of love and hunger. So I asked, what would you do? She's my 10-pierogi girl. My 10-pierogi girl, she packs them in like no one else does. Yes, my 10-pierogi girl, my 10-pierogi girl, she's twice the girl that she once was. I had two surviving pierogies on my dish, wearing cute little onions like a vest. It looked better than I could ever wish, and could lead to cardiac arrest. My mouth was drooling and my taste buds were bursting from the smell of pork. But my baby yearned for my two pierogies, so I pushed them on her plate with my fork. She's my 10-pierogi girl, my 10-pierogi girl, my Polish ray of hope, a living dream. Yes, my 10-pierogi girl, my 10-pierogi girl, she goes good with a spoon of sour cream. She smiled when she finished, what a date. Lots of love went into that meal. Our hearts and our stomachs did inflate, and the gravy on my shirt did congeal. Don't be stingy when it comes to your loved ones. Give them everything you've got without fear. Laugh and give thanks that you found her while you watch your pierogies disappear.
www.francapo.com. Thank you for listening to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo. Go to Kindle now at Amazon. Bye-bye.